Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The hope is maybe there was such an emotional game they put so much into, Clint, that that Dan Campbell bringing his team back to Texas may not, you know, maybe they kind of don't put as much focus into this.
Well, you want to get back in the tops in the AFC, tops in the NFL conversation. Show up Sunday night on primetime television and beat the Detroit Lions, and there will be absolutely nobody that can hold you out of that conversation. That's the good thing. That's the good thing is, as rough as it's been,
you can look a lot different if you go on national TV.
You betcha. You betcha. And you go on national TV, handle your business against the Detroit Lions, hand them their second loss of the season, you will be squarely right back in the conversation of the top teams in the AFC.
Yeah.
Easier said than done.
Easier said than done. And I wonder how different the Texans held the Lions for that from that standpoint. The word on the street is they potentially are going to try to make a move to get Za'Darius Smith. That was the name that's been connected with them, Cleveland Browns. And if you remember, Za'Darius Smith gave the Texans hell last year when he was in the first game. Not the second game, but in the first game, he was all over Case Keenum in that game. But the real is, how different will the Texans look as the trade deadline this time tomorrow, fellas? Ladies out there as well, shout out to the Fighting Melissas. The Texans, their ability to add to this team via trade will end at this time tomorrow. They will not, if they have not made any moves, that will be it. Now, Clint, I do want to say they have made a couple of moves against on the offensive line, signing former Rams guard and seventh-round pick Tremaine Atram Jr. to the practice squad. They signed somebody else to the practice squad that's an offensive lineman as well. So they've signed two to the practice squad in terms of offensive linemen. I don't think that's what we're looking for into thinking of big moves for them. But I threw this out to people, and I've seen some people respond here on the 5-Hour Energy Fan text line, those of you on YouTube and Twitch as well. How confident are you that D'Amico and Nick will make a significant move? A significant move. Not this, what we just talked about, signing people to the practice squad, seven-round picks. How confident are you that they will make a significant move to add to this team before 3 o'clock?
That big Nick energy.
I'm confident that they're trying. I mean, sometimes it's out of your control, right? Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's out of your control. But I'm fairly confident that they're trying. I say this all the time. Like, if they're watching the same film that I'm watching, benching Kenyon Green and replacing him with Kendrick Green is not the answer, right? I mean, can it be a Band-Aid that may work? And can you play to some of Kendrick Green's more athletic strengths? Sure. But if you're looking at this offensive line right now, you've got a guard problem that is long term. You don't have anybody in the pipeline that's going to fill that void. And I'm going to be completely honest with you. I think the one interior lineman that's probably getting a little bit of a pass here is Juice Scruggs.
I thought you were going to say Shaq.
Well, look, Shaq hasn't been great. And so I really think everybody not named Kendrick Green Kenyon Green is actually getting a pass, if we're being completely honest. The O-line coach is getting the biggest pass of all. But I don't know. I've said this from jump. The first time Sean and I talked about it after Kenyon was benched a couple of games ago, you and I talked about it all week long. I don't know that the better answer isn't a true blue veteran, long in the tooth, you know exactly what you're getting center, and then Juice plays guard. I don't know that that's not in the cards. I only say that to say that if it is a guard, great, go get him. If it's a center, that's an option as well. Obviously, I don't think they're going to do anything with Titus, Laramie, or Shaq, no matter how good or bad they play. Those guys aren't going anywhere. But those two youngsters inside, I think we could see some movement with either. I don't know if it's going to happen because I don't know the market. I don't know what's available. But I am confident that if Nick and D'Amico are watching the same film that I'm watching, there is plenty reason to go make an aggressive move for a plug and play guard or center.
And it could be offensive line. It could be in the secondary, like you've talked about. It could be receiver. I'm just saying, significant move where it's like, all right, they've added somebody that's going to be a real contributor to the team is what I'm meaning. And I think a lot of people's minds go to offensive line because that is the most urgent problem that they have right now.
I think the number one spot for a plug and play frontline starter where you could see them
it sucks, right? The only one that's up there they have right now, that's an offensive lineman, that's a guard, plays for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
And they're not going to give the Texans that guy, right? I mean, so yeah, look, if somebody's available, I would think that they're doing everything they can to go get that guy and add him. I think that's the only spot that I look at with the Texans, and I'm like, damn it, you got to do something at one of those two positions inside. The other ones, would I like to see another, even with the return of Jeff Okuda, would I like to see another secondary player? Sure. You know, not knowing Christian Harris's status, would you like to see another a linebacker that's available that can come out? Yeah, absolutely. An interior defensive lineman? Yeah, sure, I'd like to see that as well. I don't know that I would move too much for a tight end or a wide receiver, backup running back, a backup running back that is not named Dari Agumbawale, and we've got to explain. Yeah, well, that would have been nice, but we don't have to explain why Dari's getting 20-plus touches in a game. That would be something that I would see. Again, not a frontline starter, but a contributor. Yeah, that would be good. So I think there's several moves that would be on our radar and we'd have to discuss before this time tomorrow. But to me, really, the interior offensive lineman is the play here.
This is some coming from people texting in. I'm not that confident at all about them trading. It seems to me that they are happy with what they have now, whether they believe that they need to do more or not. Also, by this time tomorrow, we will be the same team. If we are that we were today, they are not going to make any moves because they're not trying to do anything. We are not ready to compete for a Super Bowl. I have been kicking around how big of a, and they probably are doing this too, and I think that's when you say, I think they're at least trying. How big are resources, are they looking? I look around and like Amari Cooper goes for a third. Hopkins potentially could be a fourth. But there have been some bigger moves that have gone. People talk about Marshawn Lattimore could go for a two or a three. For me, it can't. To me, I'm at a point where, Clint, I don't think it can be anything that is anything close to a premium asset. So that's a pick or something. All right, like, you know, a sixth or a seventh, that's something different. But anything close to somebody that you could help, because I just don't know what player is out there that says, yes, this will put us over the top to get.
Yeah.
To spend something big, to spend something like a third or a fourth or something.
Well, no, I mean, look, I think if you're going to use that kind of draft capital, it's going to be, there's obviously going to be more than just this year. It's not going to be an expiring contract that you're going to get in. So to me, if you're going to use a four, potentially a three or whatever it may be, then we're feeling like the guard. If you go get a guard, it's got 2 years left on a contract. Please. Hell yeah. A plug and play. I've seen enough first rounders, second rounders, right? I mean, go get me somebody inside that, yes, is going to help me right now.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.